afternoon. Thank you for joining me. I'm Miss Danielle, health coach, certified personal trainer, health and wellness coach, and life coach. So I wanted to actually dig into something. I had posted something on social media, and the post was about taking responsibility and really not allowing people to trigger us through life, and, you know, giving you guys more empowerment and responsibility, meaning that when people trigger you, it's actually not their fault. It's actually something that we need to look in within ourselves, and it gives you more empowerment to tackle yourself, to tackle the things that are going on in your world. It's really hard to set expectations and be mad at someone else, and if someone's triggering you, you're going to say, you know what, you're doing this to me. I need you to stop it. I need you to change your behavior to make me feel better. And that really is not the right approach, because 9 out of 10, people are going to say, yeah, you're crazy, lady. Like, I'm not going to do that. So I wanted to turn it around to you, giving you guys the power to see that you had it all along. You just need to take that power back and be able to identify with what that trigger is, to then feed it and heal it within yourself. So that's what I do as a coach when it comes to health and fitness and weight loss and overcoming things and finding your purpose and jumping out of a old career, getting into a new career. As a coach, this is where I kind of start, basically with your emotions and your triggers, trying to give you more power, more empowerment, knowing that it's not them that needs to change. It's like you and how you identify and how you can make yourself feel better and fix it. So when we let people trigger us, it really does come to a place of you feeling an emotion, feeling hurt, sad, not being valued. All these emotions happen when we get triggered, and we give that power away, and we let that person make us feel a certain way, basically. So in dealing with that, usually everyone has an emotion that pops up first. Okay, our five basic emotions being triggered are sadness, happiness, anger, fear, and shame. Okay, and so for instance, for me, when I get triggered, it usually goes straight to anger. And that is me, my inner child, saying, oh my God, I was triggered. I'm angry that this person hurt me. But I'm also hiding behind other emotions. So anger comes out. Fear of not being understood. Fear of not doing it well enough. Not being good enough. Not being liked enough. And so those make me feel that feeling of anger. And so when we start taking care of ourselves and say, okay, Betty Sue made me feel anger, and the anger was because of what? Because I didn't feel good enough, because I wasn't confident enough. All these things are things that we can work on a cellular level, working with your coach. Now, there are two distinctions. Usually working with someone who's triggered with one or so emotions, usually by one or two people, that's, to me, is a gift, because that those one or two people are actually teachers, really in your soul circle, showing you, hey, these are things within yourself that you may want to look at. So those are, it's a different approach in how I coach, to versus if everything just triggers you. If you get up in the morning and you're angry and you don't want to go to work and you hate your job and you hate your car and your car didn't warm up fast enough and everything was just triggering you, that would be a completely different approach. And my approach would definitely be more on filling your self-love well up. Once we do that, then we can tackle all the different emotions and put them in their places a little bit to a deeper degree. But basically, the end all be all is when you are triggered, it really does come back to you. That's a reflection of what's going on in your world. And that is something that you may need to address. When we have one or two people triggering us, it's kind of a little bit easier to pinpoint exactly what we need to work on. When we're letting everything trigger us, that is more of a very broad, specific, having to work on all the different emotions at once. There is a big difference. So I just wanted to kind of give you all my insight on what I feel about emotions and triggers and how they affect us in our careers, in our family. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let's just think about it. For all the times that we've been triggered and that emotion that comes out, was it really necessary? Like, is it really necessary? If we knew how to handle it ourselves with the tools and the coachings that I'm going to be providing, I think that it would have been a more pleasant day and those triggers wouldn't be as triggering. So just food for thought, ladies and gentlemen, what triggers you? Who triggers you? And can you identify that emotion that it causes in you? I would love to hear any of your comments and feedback. My website is MsDanielleHealthCoach.com. Thank you so much for joining me today.